95% of councils in England would increase council tax charges in April 2018. And no doubt some will cut services because of the shortfall of income due to the reduction of revenue received from the central government. Many councils have looked to recover council tax from those who are deemed too poor to pay prior to April 2013. The question is the current council tax scheme the new poll tax? To explore this question, I'm here to host Ripon Ray and to find out the reality of Britain today. I have guest Mark Francis, director of Z2000. He's also a local councillor in Tower Hamlets and he published Still Too Poor to Pay. Also, we'll have Joanna Robinson, who is going to share her experience of being in debt and how she experienced when bailiffs were knocking at her door. So let's start with Mark Francis. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Ripon.
Mark, tell us about your background briefly.
So I work for an organisation called Z2K, which is short for Zacchaeus 2000 Trust. So we were an organisation that was set up in opposition to the poll tax in the 1990s. We were set up by a group of volunteers who came together to offer representation to those that were being subject to enforcement action because they were unable to pay those poll tax bills, those community charge bills. I think the Prime Minister of the time would have preferred that we called them, but like everyone else, we called it the poll tax. And so our organisation was set up in opposition to that and to help people affected by it. And for the last 25 years, we've been helping people affected by council tax. Even once the poll tax was removed and it was replaced by council tax, people still have problems with council tax benefit and other charges. But these days, we help people affected by a range of welfare benefit cuts, especially those that have been coming in since 2010.
Well, then you've touched on poll tax. What is poll tax?
So I guess the original poll tax, dating back many centuries, is the principle that some governments have tried to pursue since then, that everybody should pay the same contribution in tax. And we fundamentally disagree with that. We think that you should pay tax according to your ability to pay, and successive governments for generations in this country held to that same principle. In local government, it was always a little bit more complicated than that, and it was really George Lansbury and his fellow councillors in East London that were that stood against the imposition of unreasonable charges on their own local community, their own poor residents, to help those residents that were destitute. So that in local government terms, there's a change that happened in the 1920s. For us, the poll tax that came through in the 1990s, mm-hmm. which required everybody to pay, even if you weren't in work, to pay at least a proportion of your poll tax bill, was something that we objected to, and that's why we joined the campaign against the poll tax, but also helped people that were being required to pay that charge.
So when poll tax was removed, what was replaced after?
So the council tax that came in as a result of it came in 1993, I think, as a result of the change after the former Prime Minister lost office, that introduced the council tax. And the big change, I guess, for people on low incomes was that they would be helped by council tax benefit. And by and large, that's broadly what happened. There were some people that were on low incomes, mm-hmm. but were not able to pay their bills. But broadly speaking, if you were on a very low income, or if you were out of work or on disability benefit or sickness benefit and unable to pay, then you got council tax benefit, which meant that that burden was eased from your shoulders. And that's really the big change that's happened since 2013.
So now, from April 2013, what sort of changes have we seen?
Well, the big change that's happened is that the government said, we're not going to run this council tax benefit centrally anymore. We're going to devolve responsibility, power, and some of the funding that had previously been available to individual local authorities. So every council in England, and in fact Scotland and Wales as well, were required to establish their own local council tax support scheme, and to establish exactly how much people would be required to pay. So as I said, that change was accompanied by a cut in funding for local boroughs. Mm-hmm. That meant that that they received a top slice of their funding of around 10%. But the government at the same time also required councils not to charge people of pensionable age. So that meant that the 10% top slice actually translated into a much larger top slice or a cut in funding for people of working age. And it then became a decision for individual local councils and councillors to decide what kind of scheme they wanted to have locally. Did they want to charge? Were they prepared to start charging their poorest residents? Or were they prepared to absorb the costs of that cut and not pass it on to their poorest residents?
So, I mean, in this case, where does your report fit into the picture then?
So what we tried to do as an organisation that's been concerned about this right from the start, we did try to object and oppose this as the legislation was going through Parliament, but I guess in a kind of a tidal wave of cuts to social security benefits, it's quite difficult to get enough interest in this to stop this one. One of the things that did happen was that they said that there would be an independent review, and you might want to ask me about my view about the quality of that independent review. But just specifically on the reports, what we wanted to do was to bear witness to the impact of this localisation of council tax support. So what we've done is we've used freedom of information requests to all of the London boroughs to see what they introduced, whether they introduced charges or not, and then most importantly, what's been the impact of those charges? How many people have fallen into arrears? How many people have been served with a court summons for late payment? How many people have then been subject to other enforcement action that follows on from that?
So, if you have to sum up your finding, what did you find?
Well, I mean, I think even we were shocked about the extent of the scale of this problem across London. So, over the course of the first 4 years that the schemes have been in operation, we found that 2/3 of London boroughs are charging. Those charges range from 8.5% now up into more than 30% of a full council tax bill. So, in some boroughs, those unemployed residents are being charged up to £400 a year in council tax.
That's shocking. Well,
yeah, so that's a huge bill. If you're on £73 a week on Job Seekers Allowance or Universal Credit, that is a huge bill for you to have to face, and that's why so many people are falling into arrears, we think. But we also found that the extent of enforcement action has really rocketed across London, and so we've seen something in the first 4 years of operation. So up until end of March 2017, we found that over 400,000 of London's poorest households have been summoned to court for late payment of their bills. We found that of those, nearly 70,000 of those households had bailiffs instructed against them for late payment to recover that debt. A debt that they, in almost every one of those examples, people are not going to be able to pay. Their income just is not sufficient to pay. So we're not talking about people who are willfully trying to avoid that debt. We're talking about people that are on the very lowest incomes that it's possible to be on in this country, in London, and they're being chased through the courts. And in doing that, that means that they add costs mm-hmm. to their bill, and they also then add bailiff charges as well. So before a council sees any money, any of that debt, the bailiff always gets their money first.
I mean, do you think from the point of view of the council, I mean, that sort of measure is practicable? Is it practicable for a local authority to recover money from those who just can't afford to pay?
I mean, we would certainly recognise that in some circumstances people are finding ways to pay some of this debt. But the problem is, what is it that they're having to go through to do that? Into whose arms are they being driven to find the money to pay that debt? And as you will well know, there's a whole black economy of how people can borrow money. Some of it from friends and family, I'm sure there are no strings, and that's okay. Although obviously people are are in some ways suffering themselves as a result of that, but other people are forced into the arms of payday lenders and other even less scrupulous ways of getting the money. And one of our concerns is that the picture that we can show, with 70,000 households referred to bailiffs in, within a four-year period, is bad enough. But what's the other picture out there? You know, when we've been campaigning in individual London boroughs, we've been speaking to residents who've told us some absolute horror stories about the, about their experience. And though we're worried about those households as well as those that are formally referred to bailiffs.
I mean, you have seen that a lot of councils in the future are going to increase contribution from those who are deemed too poor to pay. With those councils, what do you have to say to them?
Well, we oppose that. We oppose the introduction of charges, and we do everything that we can to encourage councillors to make a decision either not to introduce charges or to make sure that they're kept to an absolute minimum. The problem is, in the last 2 or 3 years, especially, those charges have begun to escalate across several London boroughs. So we're, as Z2K, we're campaigning with local organisations, with advice agencies and others to try to persuade councillors not to introduce those charges. For example, in Tower Hamlets last year, we were successful in persuading councillors there to retain 100% council tax support. There's some issues for self-employed claimants and non-dependents, which we're encouraging councillors there to iron out. But similarly, in Hackney this year, we were campaigning with residents, groups and others, councillors and political parties in that borough to try to minimise the proposed increase in charges that Hackney wanted to introduce. And while we didn't stop that, they did at least reduce the increase to 2%. And perhaps more importantly, they've established a proper hardship fund for people that are not able to pay, and they've promised that they're going to be proactive in reaching out to people that are not able to pay as well, so that the money actually reaches the hands of those that are really struggling.
Well, on that note, Mark Francis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So on the phone, we have Joanna Robinson, who lives in Manchester. Hello, Joanna.
Hello, sir.
I mean, Joanna, I understand that you have had a great deal of problems in relation to council tax, but before we get to that, tell me about your change of your financial situation before it got to the stage where you won't be able to pay council tax.
Yeah, well, I've got sick and went into hospital, and then I run behind with the council tax for about a couple of months. Then the bailiff come, they send the bailiff out, and when the bailiff called, he had money to what I owe the council. So it cost me to hold like over £1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped to put me in debt more, and mm-hmm. I fall behind with whatever debt I have got otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it's unbearable for me to pay council tax sometime. But when you phone up to speak to them, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like when I said, oh, I haven't got money to pay the council tax, they said, anyway, they're already selling the bailiff out, so they're not really doing much for you. Mm-hmm. And you, when you ring up anyway, say you don't on a mobile phone contract,
mm-hmm.
they will be on the phone for like half an hour or more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're paying a mobile phone bill, it's very hard to mm-hmm. get through to the council. So that's even worse. I help you to run behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really get anybody to speak to.
Mm-hmm. So
and when you do get somebody...
Mm-hmm.
to speak to them about it, nobody is really sympathized with you or really care about you not paying. Oh yes, if your council tax, you should be paying it.
Mm. So at what point did you realize that you were struggling to pay your council tax?
When I come out of the hospital, and you know, you stop working all your normal money that you used to work,
mm.
and you fall behind,
mm.
and then your council tax starts stacking up. Everything starts stacking up, so that's when the bailiffs start coming on, and you start having loads of problems, you start getting scared to open your door.
Mm-hmm.
It's just come unbearable sometime, man.
So what did the bailiff say to you?
One time the bailiff come in my house, and I said, you know what, because I'm just fed up then, and decide, you know what, you can just take all the stuff like the TV, and because I did work and have nice things, so I said, take the TV, take the stuff, I don't really care. So I said, don't worry, I'm not going to just take the TV. I'm going to take your fridge, your washing machine and everything inside your house.
Mm.
And I'm going to go upstairs and take your wardrobe down. Mm. I was like, you can't take everything because you have to leave some things in your house. Mm. Oh, and when I finish taking it, I am going to call the social service as well. But that time I didn't know much about bailiffs because I never have this problem before. So then I was really worried because the city was going to call social service. And I was like, God, he's going to call social service. I've been worried about my kids now. What is he going to tell them? So when I go and see citizen advice, brother said, no, he can't do such thing. And tomorrow when he come back, I shouldn't open the door and stuff like that. But you have nobody to turn to when you're all counted up. You can't speak to anybody. There's nobody to speak to.
So how many years ago did you start having council tax problems?
About 4 years ago.
So do you think your problem started when your local authorities started charging you council tax?
I used to pay the council tax, but when I have to pay the council tax now and pay my rent and pay other bills, it was really hard.
Okay, so when you went to CAB, what sort of advice did they give you then?
Really, we haven't got a CAB, proper CAB in Manchester, so you have to be over the phone. So you might phone up and you have to be on the phone as well to speak to them, to ask them questions, what they're going to do for you. And they will make you a telephone appointment. Because most of the government cut at the moment, we haven't got like proper citizen advice bureau anymore. You can phone up and get advice, and somebody will phone you and tell you what to do, but you can't really go in and see somebody about stuff like that.
So in other words, access to advice is difficult for you anyway?
Yeah, it is really difficult in Manchester.
So in terms of the way things are going now, then do you think you'll have problems paying your council tax from April 2018 as time goes on?
Yes, because it's going to go up because I'm in Band B at the moment. And the neighbourhood that I live in, it's a council house as well, but it's the higher part of the neighbourhood. But because most of the house here are bought by a private tenant. So it's more expensive than if I was living in a normal council estate. So I have to pay like what everybody else, you know, in better income than me, have to pay, although I'm not working that amount of money, but they are working. Because I'm in Band B.
So when you fell into arrears with council tax, did your council help you in any way whatsoever?
No, right now, 4 weeks ago, I've got the bailiff out, but I didn't open the door.
Well, what can I say? I mean, your scenario, it's pretty much what we're hearing on a regular basis, Joanna. I mean, I'm a debt advisor. This is what I'm seeing. I'm regularly seeing individuals who are struggling to pay their rent and struggling to pay their council tax. So really, the question for you, Joanna, do you really think now current council tax scheme is now the new poll tax?
Yeah, it is.
So on that note, Joanna, I would like to thank you for taking part.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We have been looking at the current council tax scheme and whether the scheme is the new poll tax. It seems to all of us in the studio is that clearly this is so. On that note, I would like to leave you by saying thank you for listening to Money Matters podcast, and thank you to all my guests.